Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev. And today we are going to be talking about Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Whoa, let's go. Hey, Trev, what do you call a piece of bread that's really good at Quidditch?
I have no idea.
Crumb. Come on, you did that. All right, now we're going to move into the MVP segment of the show. So who do you have as the MVP?
Okay, my MVP is Cedric Diggory.
Ooh, that's a nice choice. Why do you pick Cedric Diggory?
Because he's cool, he's a friend of Harry's, he's a Hufflepuff like me, and that's the only reason, and thank you.
I think Cedric Diggory is pretty awesome. I really do. But I say that my pick for MVP has to be Victor Crumb. Now, the movie doesn't kind of go into it, and so it's kind of unfair to kind of like use that as my argument. But in the game, when they had the Quidditch World Cup in the books, they talked about how the Irish team was just better. They were just like outright better than the Bulgarian team, and they were just stomping them. Just like it was a ridiculous number. They kept scoring so much, and that Victor Crumb stopped the game by getting the golden snitch. Like they couldn't win. They were down by so many points that they even didn't win by getting the golden snitch. But still, just for him to say, "Okay, I'm going out and winning the game on my terms," I think that was pretty awesome.
Now it's time for the MVL, valuable loser.
Man, who's the most valuable loser then?
The most valuable loser was... Hold up. Okay, now I certainly got it.
Who is it then?
Mr. Pettigrew.
Mr. Peter Pettigrew?
Yes.
And why is he the MVL?
Because he never shows up. Barely in the movie. But then, when he actually is about to do something exciting, he just cuts Harry on an arm and then chops his hand off. He already lost a finger. Who in the world would do that?
Yeah, I guess he would be a loser, but I'm telling you, my choice for the MVL, Ron Weasley. Yeah. Because what did Ron do other than be salty the whole movie? He was salty at Harry at the beginning of the movie. He was salty at Hermione in the middle of the movie. He was just throwing shade, being salty, and just spoiling everybody's good time. And he even had a nice date, both he and Harry, for that. Actually, on that alone, that part of the situation where that date was, they both got the MVL. But overall, movie... was Ron. Alright, so what's your favorite costume in the movie? Who has the best costume?
Who has the best costume?
Yeah.
I want to say Sirius Black.
Sirius Black, yeah, he was pretty cool. He was
fire! Funny. I mean, wood and fire.
Okay, okay. Okay. I see where you went with that one. My favorite one. Actually, this movie, I had a couple of favorite ones. Like, it was a couple of favorite ones, but if I had to pick a favorite one, it would be the Durmstrangs. School outfits where they had the big coats and the big fuzzy hats and stuff like that. I think that those look pretty awesome and pretty cool when they came stomping into the room with the fire breathing and all that stuff. That was pretty awesome.
I like wood and fire, old fashioned cooking.
Yeah, I would like to get some food. All right, so now we're gonna talk about our favorite settings. Now, for me, a lot of the stuff kind of still revolves around the Quidditch World Cup and just the kind of the setting for them to be. To have the tent that reminded me of the TARDIS, to where it was kind of bigger on the inside. Like once you walked in, it was like this palatial mansion but on the outside it looked just like a regular tent. And then for you to go to the kind of the Quidditch field to where it was just like this huge bowl that you kind of go down into and they could fly down into and play in, I thought that was a pretty awesome thing. What was your favorite setting?
My favorite setting was, let me think about this, the Gryffindor common room.
Ah, and why the Gryffindor common room?
Because the fireplace talks.
Ah, when they were talking through Sirius Black through the fire. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I mean, you saw the background, and it was crazy, and then just Sirius talking, it was like, that was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
My favorite scene was when Cedric Diggory got killed.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's kind of morbid. Why?
It was just like no one thought that he'd end up getting killed. Everyone thought he was going to save the day.
I did too.
It was just a huge turn in the movie. And turns make me excited. Unless just like...
So it was kind of a situation where it was unexpected and it just kind of like threw you for a loop, and so you didn't expect that. And so when it came about, you were just like, oh, that's something cool that you didn't see coming.
I cried.
Yeah, it's pretty sad story. Now, for me, my favorite scene was the first challenge where they had to go and fight against, where they had to go get the dragon. Or go against the dragons and everything like that. And I thought that they was pretty awesome because it was just like Harry was able to kind of like use his brain to kind of like to say Accio to bring his thunder, bring his firebolt to him. And so he was able to kind of outmaneuver the dragon to be able to kind of get the egg. And I thought that that was an awesome scene because it showed ingenuity and thinking outside the box to kind of get a problem solved as opposed to just kind of like bull rushing your way through it. So I thought it was pretty cool in that situation.
I mean, he almost killed himself for like 100th time.
Yeah, but
already.
I mean, that's par for the course, right?
Yeah, and then he ended up knocking out a dragon still somewhere. Maybe we'll see later, but no one wants to.
Yeah, you're right on that. All right, it's time for our debate. So you said that you wanted to go, who is the best Quidditch player who is the best seeker, rather, out of Harry Potter and Victor Crumb. And I'm telling you right now, it's Victor Crumb, hands down, no discussion. There's nothing that you can say to flip my answer on that one.
Okay, hold up. It's Harry Potter because, I mean, obviously, it's in his DNA. And it's like in the first movie, he literally ate it. He ate it. That's how good he was. He didn't use his hands. He just literally ate it.
That was just luck. Like I said earlier when we were talking about the MVPs, we were talking about people being awesome like Victor Crumb. He's literally, they're just getting washed. They're just getting washed by Ireland. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to get the snitch and end the game by myself because that's how awesome I am. That's how awesome I am. And does Harry have the flying, basically TV screen flying around the ring with him when he enters the game? No, he doesn't. He's not England's. England doesn't even have a team in the Quidditch World Cup.
Well, guess what?
What?
He was the youngest seeker in the century. Do you know how good that is?
I mean, he's the youngest seeker at Hogwarts. We're not even talking about the rest of the schools or the rest of the thing. And if we're going to talk about it for real, Crumb is in a similar age group and he's playing for the national team. The national team, which is full of grown people. He's that good to be playing with adults.
Okay, I see you. But wait just a second. You also have him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Don't be backpedaling now.
With all that cheating.
Who?
all that cheating and everything, all of that, you actually see him. He can end the game too. I've never seen a game where they've lost or when they forfeit. The other team's forfeit.
Anywho. Write us. Hit us up with a tweet. Hit us up with an email. Let us know who won the debate. No, he did not. Yes, and we're going to move on.
Well, now it's time for super upgrades. And my super upgrade is, what if right in the middle of the movie, when nothing important was happening, he just exploded?
Why would that be an upgrade? That's not an upgrade at all.
Explosions are cool. Bam, bam, bam is cool. And that's why life is awesome, because bam.
No, that wouldn't be an upgrade. That'd be terrible. I would say a super upgrade would be to kind of give Cedric Diggory more of some background, like kind of like see him on in other years as opposed to only seeing him in this year. I think that that would have been the upgrade that I would have been, because I think that he was an awesome character that didn't kind of get fleshed out enough.
Dude, all he did was raise his wand up and do some, hey, leave him alone, and then
he's
die.
Literally about the best wizard at the school.
He was like, don't touch Harry. And then he died.
Yeah, he died because there was nothing he could do. He's going up against Voldemort. And to be honest with you, had it not been from a bunch of extenuating circumstances, Harry wouldn't be there either. So let's not act like Harry just go be coming out of the woodworks as the winner.
Okay. Hold up. So Harry would have still lived.
How?
He got hit with the death spell when he was a baby, right in the middle of
his
brain.
That was circumstantial. Circumstantial, okay?
Nope. Still, with all those Death Eaters there, he would have got it.
No, whatever. Anywho, we're moving on. All right, now it's time for Raider to Hate It. Between 1 to 5 firebolts, what do you give this?
4.5.
I agree. 4.5 firebolts. I rate it as I like it. I liked it a lot. It's one of my favorite movies in the series so far. It has a lot of action. It has a lot of intrigue and drama. And so I think that it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think we got to see a lot of character development too. Like, I think that the kids are kind of like coming into their own and being themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my favorite movie, but I mean, it was, like, up there. It was up there.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
Okay. Now it's time to say some fun facts.
All right. What's one you to know?
One that I know is that Peter Pettigrew and Voldemort are related.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. That is a pretty
cool
fact.
Because when he cut his hand off, all that blood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When in their potion, he just emerged. You realize you're related to him now, right?
Is it? Or did he just have to use anybody's blood to kind of do it?
Anybody's blood, but that means he'd be related to that anybody.
Well, I guess kind of so, because if you're using the blood to make it, then that makes your DNA go into the kind of mixture. So, in a way, yeah.
But still, Peter Pettigrew would not be powerful at all. He'd just be a wizard with jacked up teeth.
Definitely jacked up teeth. Another fun fact is that, of course, we know that the person that plays Cedric Diggory, is Robert Pattinson, who also plays Edward in the Twilight series. So, yeah. All right, so it's time to talk about some news that we got. What news do you got?
Well, my news is that, you know, well, we have t-shirts and stuff, and we're gonna actually have another movie called Harry Potter and the
Crimes of Grindelwald?
No.
Oh. What?
Order of the Phoenix.
Oh. Well, yeah, we're definitely going to work on Order of the Phoenix, but we're trying to work our way through so we can get to Crimes of Grindelwald by the time it comes out, right? So be looking forward to the next episodes coming out real soon. We're going to be trying to work on them from week to week to make sure that we get them out quickly so that we can get back to you and be ready and prepared, because we are excited to see that one, because that's going to definitely be an emergency episode. We're also going to be trying to work on some more YouTube content, so be on the lookout for that. The links are definitely going to be in things. The links to all the rest of our stuff, such as Twitter and email and all that stuff, will be definitely down in the show notes. We might add some other stuff, but for right now, just check out our shop, check out our store, and thanks for listening. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And when there's a hero,
we talk.